Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Welcome, everybody, to the Black Girl in CLE podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and today my guest is Asia Amore, local photographer, woman about town, and all the other amazing, great things. Say what's up, Asia.
Hello, hello.
So Asia is the newest member of the Black Girl in CLE family, and she and I got to go to Solstice, which we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about so many other things, but let me just kind of tell you how we know each other.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, I'm going to edit all that out. So, I have the Under the Wig podcast, which many of you have, hopefully you've listened to by now, with Luca. And Luca comes in and says, hey, I want my best friend on my show. We're going to do this great little mini episode, shouldn't be more than 15 minutes.
Right.
Called the Audacity of the Caucasity.
Yes.
And then it became the Audiodacity of the Caucasity. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm like, okay, best friend. And, like, he is nuts when you come.
Oh, yeah.
So, waiting for you to get here, like, there was no getting any kind of work out of him. In fact, one day he was in the middle of a podcast. We were recording, and you called, and he just stopped and took the call in the middle of the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I don't think I remember that.
Yes. So, you know, Asia shows up, and we now have three Audiodacities.
Mm-hmm.
And Asia says, well, I think I want to start writing and I want to start podcasting. And I'm like, girl, come on. So Asia's here today and we are just going to have a conversation about her art, the events she's gone to, and kind of what she hopes to do next.
Ooh, well, I'm excited.
So you're a photographer, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that. Will you take stills or people or landscapes?
Actually, really anything. My favorite to do is black and white photography. I like landscape a lot and architecture.
Okay. Honestly. How did you get started?
Funny story. I was dating a photographer, but I always been in like inspired by it. And so he had a camera and I was like, well, let me see it. And so I started playing around with it myself. And I was like, well, I don't want your camera, I want my own. Okay. So, for Christmas, I bought myself a camera.
I was going to say he bought you a camera.
Oh, no. He sucks.
Okay. So, I know we had this discussion. What kind of camera do you have?
So, I have a Canon right now. I think I'll always be a Canon person.
No.
Canon is wonderful. We love Canon.
No, we don't. We love Nikon over here.
Nikon's okay. I had to work with Nikon, like, at work. I work for this this photography company, and we would use Nikons. It was alright.
Okay. We'll move forward to that. We'll argue that outfit under the wig, where we can just have random conversations about every single thing.
Exactly.
So, you started taking pictures. Mm-hmm. Was it just for fun and family? Like, really, after you got the camera, then what happened?
I just kind of started taking pictures of like random things in the house. I really didn't know what to do with it. I'm just like, I don't know what I want to shoot. And then after a while, I'm like, well, let's try people. So I hit this one girl up and my first photo shoot was with this girl, Jamaica. She was really cool and we had a lot of fun. It was in the Cultural Gardens and it came out really, really nice.
So do you show your work? Like, do you have, like, gallery openings or is it on display?
Now, I was really funny about doing it, but now I'm a little more comfortable.
Okay.
So.
So yeah. You didn't like it at first?
I did not.
Why?
I'm very protective of my work. Like, you know, sometimes people may not understand it.
But that's art. I mean, there's people that don't understand art.
I know. It's so crazy. It's weird. I was just like, no, I'm not going to show it. It's fine.
Okay. So, beside landscapes mainly, you said you did a photo shoot for people. Do you do, like, headshots for folks or like, wedding pictures? Or
I've done headshots. I've done weddings. I've done some fashion for things. Honestly, I would love to do, like, some editorial work.
Okay. So if anyone needs some editorial work, hit up Asia. We'll have her details at the end.
Yes.
But let's go forward, because it's not just about photography, because you came to me because you wanted to do a little more. So how did that process start for you? I want to migrate from photography to...
So I felt like I had some things I wanted to say, some things I wanted to share. And I wanted to find out how I could do that. And so Luca came on, had a show, and I'm just like, where'd you get a show from? Who gave you a show? And so he told me about you, and I was like, okay, well, I'll come through. He's like, you should come on. It's cool. It'll be great. And so I'm like, all right, I'll come through. I'll see what's up. And I had such a good time, and it was really natural, and you were really nice. And I was just like, I just like how comfortable this feels. So let's do it. I'm like, let's do more of this.
And the beauty of the day I met you was the day we were doing the Zoom episode with Nando.
Yes.
So if you're not familiar, Luca was a guest on this show. I think he's episode 6. And then Nando was a guest 2 episodes back from this. So you'll see Luca as Kimmy. You'll hear Nando as a coach. And then flip over to Under the Wig and listen to the two of them together.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That's one of my favorite episodes I've ever been in the room for.
Oh, my gosh. I was sitting there writing everything Nando said down. I was just like, okay, wait. I need a list.
Yeah. So, shout out to Nando. He is amazing. He will get your life together.
Yes.
And so, that's how I met Asia. And now she wants to do more. Because she's like, I got a podcast. You told me you had a podcast when I first met you.
Yes. Me and my best friend. We are doing a thing called Tea and Toddies.
Okay.
So it's like a health and wellness situation where we bring on herbs and we
bring
talk
on herbs.
Not herbs.
I'm interviewing Sage today. Right. Welcome.
We introduce people to new natural remedies.
Okay.
If anything, I don't know how else to say it. I have this book. It's called African Holistic Living.
Okay.
And so it has just a whole thick thing of like recipes that tell you how to cure certain diseases. And then you can kind of just put these pieces and parts together, because the stuff that you need aren't things that you can buy at a grocery store. So we tell you where to buy it and how much you need and what it does. And I think it's a good show.
Okay, so tell everybody again the name of it and how they can find it. Is it on like iHeartRadio or Spotify?
Tea and Toddies. It is on iHeartRadio. And you can find us at teaandtoddies.com, which is www.teaandtoddies.
T-E-A or T by itself?
T-E-A.
Okay.
And then Toddies is spelled T-O-D-D-I-E-S.
Gotcha. .com.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of those .orgs, You ever seen those new ones? They're like...
Like .co?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awful.
What?
.biz? Right. Like, that looks like a scam. Sorry if you have a .biz. So...
That's hilarious.
Asia came to me, said, hey, I want to do this. I'm starting to think about writing. You know, I really like to write about, like, Cleveland and stuff to do in the city. And I said, you know, I kind of do that. I said, do you want your own platform? Or are you, like, looking to just... start something that already exists? And she's like, well, you know, I don't have to start fresh. I said, well, welcome aboard. Your first assignment is Solstice.
Yes.
Was that your first time?
That was my first time.
What did you think?
Oh my gosh. Summer Solstice was crazy. First of all, the line alone was alarming.
To get in.
Oh my gosh. Like, first of all, okay, so when I pulled up, I saw all the people because I was looking for parking, and there's nowhere to park. And I'm one of those people who, I'm going to pay to park.
Okay.
So I'm like, I have to park all the way around the corner. I think I parked like 3 blocks away.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, it was crazy. And so, like, along the way, because there are a bunch of people there, I told you I saw, like, the two guys. One guy was dressed like a moon, like the man on the moon. And then his husband was dressed like the sun god.
Which is awesome.
It was. I love that.
So, I heard mixed reactions to solstice. This was one of my favorite solstices, whatever the plural is on that. So this is my 3rd year, and I think this one was probably for me the most fun. The last year I got left early, and I don't know if it was because I was with you or the friends or just the whole thing was just amazing.
Yeah.
But I was shocked at the line. And like I said, we talked about getting there early.
Right.
Because I wanted to make sure I was in the garage. Because I didn't want to be parked back at my house. And taking like RTA back to the museum.
No, seriously.
So when I came up from the steps from the garage, I was like, oh, maybe the doors aren't open yet. Like, that's why I saw the line. I'm like, oh, the doors must not be open yet. Because it was still a little bit before 8. And then I'm like, as soon as the doors open, this will be fine.
Right.
But I had, as I kept walking and I kept walking and I kept walking, I'm like, what's happening here? And then it started zigzagging through the front of the door. Oh. So I'm like, that's why I was texting you, like, get here, get here, get here.
Right, and I move, I get dressed so slow. It was like a 2-hour process. So by the time I got there, that line was by the courtyard.
You see, I'm speechless.
Like, it was by the courtyard. And I was sitting there like, oh, here we go.
I'm like, are you going to make it in time?
But the crazy part was, it moved relatively fast.
And it's smooth. It was a smooth line.
But also, the hilarious part is just kind of watching everybody else react. Because, like, a lot of people had already been.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they're just like, have you ever been? I'm like, no, this is my first year. And so, they're like, oh, my gosh, you're going to love it. And they're just excited. So, they don't even care about the wait.
Right. I think my first time, like, I put it out there, I want to go. Mm-hmm. And somebody was selling tickets on Facebook.
Ooh.
And it must have been, like, the instant they posted it. Like, I've got 2 tickets for sale to Solstice, and I'm like, I want them. And find out that there's somebody that I worked with, like, at 3 jobs ago.
Ugh.
And so, but I had to drive, like, way out west side to get them. She sold them at face value, so, like, it was great. And she said, have you ever been? And I'm like, no, this is my first time. She goes, oh, my God, you're going to love it. And so, you're going to love it. She said, it's like the mix on steroids.
Yes.
That's that, and she says, literally, you've been to the mix? And I said, yeah, haven't been to the mix yet. But I'm like, oh, yeah, I know the mix. She's like, it's the mix on steroids. I'm like, okay, right. Thank you for that. I got you now. Don't, because I don't know. I haven't been in a mix or a Solstice, but I'm going now. And so I get there, and I'm with someone that was a veteran Solstice goer. So they were all like, and this is what you do, and this is what you do, and this, and like, and then we're going to do this. And I'm just, so I don't know if that took away from it. But I was amazed at just the imagery.
Yeah.
I think, let's talk fashion. Like, I think there's no, that the fashion at Solstice
is
something. In the blog, you said it's like our Met Gala.
Yes. I feel like it's Cleveland's version of Met Gala. Because I saw a lot of people who were definitely, like, dressed up. And I hate to say this, but it's not. I feel like Cleveland doesn't get too many opportunities to do things like that.
Well, because it's cold most of the year. Yeah, so even, like,
effects.
I go to Jump Back Ball, which is at Playhouse Square every February. Mm-hmm. Totally glamour, you know, like, black tie, party dress event. Mm-hmm. But it's February.
Right.
And so just in that, there's times where I would stay at, I think it's the Crown across the street now. It used to be the Wyndham.
Yes.
And instead of wanting to check my coat, like, I'm going to walk the block without a coat in February in my cute dress.
Right, because you gotta be cute, but don't nobody wanna hold a coat or check a coat.
Right.
It's just too much.
They had a shuttle that would go from the hotel to Playhouse Square, like down the street. That was perfect, but they don't have one going back.
Oh.
So, you know, we have these events, but we don't have a summer event. Like, there's lots of events, like, let's have these, you know, the kind of masquerade part. They're all in the winter.
That's so true.
So I think Solstice being the summer event, I think it's the only one, it seems like.
I think so, too.
Hey, event planners, we need some more parties in the summer.
Yes. Garden parties.
Yes. Let's make that a thing.
Yes.
We'll make that a thing.
Yeah, we should.
Yes, we should. So what else did you think about Solstice? Like, what was your favorite part, beside the fashion?
Honestly, I liked the lights and the decor. I'm all about decor.
Mm-hmm.
And the food.
Okay.
So, interesting enough, those little sticky buns that they had, I really dug.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, that was good. Mm-hmm. I'm not one for trying nothing new for real.
Well, I mean, of all the things to try, everything you had to try was new.
That's true.
So the sticky buns seem like the least of the newest.
Right.
And they looked easy to hold with a drink. You know, because some of it was like the little quinoa salad stuff. And I'm like, how do I manage that if we didn't find a table? So I enjoyed the sticky buns.
Same.
That's what I told you when you got in. I'm like, I'm getting back in line because I want some more sticky buns.
This thing was good. Oh,
too bad you only got 2.
Right.
Mm.
But yeah, that was great. I like the DJ. The only thing I will say is that I think that they should have had a DJ outside instead of the band the whole time. They should have done, because that energy could have really, like, jumped. I mean, like...
Well, in the past, people move. So as they change bands, mm-hmm. people come inside, they refresh their drinks, and so they would alternate the stage. So, gotcha. Like, band one would play, then something plays on the inside.
Okay.
And then band two. So they were never at the same time. I don't know if it was the same way this year, because I spent most of my time outside.
Right.
But, I mean, that's how it had always been. So you could alternate back and forth to get the whole museum experience.
That's dope.
But I think the one thing that's interesting about Solstice is that the people that spend the money for Solstice tickets, but then they spend their time visiting the museum galleries.
Right. Like, you can see those all the time.
And most likely you're a member. That's how you get your tickets.
Right. So why would you spend all your time walking around a museum that you could see any day? I would want to spend my time in the courtyard where people are. Like I said, the energy was crazy. Because that band that they had, mm-hmm. the first band, the reggae band,
yes.
I loved them. They were like, they got people jumping. I'm like trying to jump. I got heels on. That's not a thing.
Heels in the grass too.
Oh my gosh. I think one of my friends almost broke her neck because she jumped. But it was also like one of the small little...
mini steps.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, you like the reggae... I like the last band.
Did you?
Before we left. Like, that band was like... They look like a big band, yeah. but they played like... Not big band music. Kind of like funk, if that's the word.
Right.
Yeah. Like, right. that was, I think, my favorite band of the night. But the one thing I always enjoy is the art on the walls of the yes. museum. The outside, like, light show. Like...
Oh my gosh. No, that was amazing. And the balloon heads?
Yeah.
That was so cute.
I was trying to get you to wear one.
Well, how was my hair? Man, that thing wasn't going on top of my head. It was really cute, though. I love that. And so people were sitting all on... If you're familiar with the Cleveland Art Museum's stairs, or like
by the
courtyard.
Thinker. Yeah.
Right. There are these pillars that you can sit on. I mean, people don't normally sit on it.
Yeah.
But there are people, like, up there just partying, just perched. And there's people everywhere. There's bars outside. It's just a really good time.
So what are do's and don'ts for the first time Solstice goer? Like you said, I had on my heels trying to party in the grass. Would you wear heels again?
Oh, I would. Only personally, I just fight through the pain.
Okay.
However, I did have my flip-flops in my bag for emergency.
Okay.
So I would say if you were going to go, just make sure you carry a bag big enough for some flats. You know?
Okay. What else? Dress? Anything? You said it's our Met Gala.
Dress. Okay. So honestly, no shade. People could have gotten more creative. I feel like people could have gotten more creative.
Because
well,
it's not the
outfit.
Met Gala, though. You're expecting Met Gala.
But like,
you're calling it the Met Gala, then you're like, but people didn't dress up like it's the Met Gala.
I didn't dress up like it was the Met Gala, but like I would like for people to get a little more creative with the way that they dress. Like, just have fun.
Okay.
That's what I think. Yeah, with the way that they
get there early, get there on time.
Oh my gosh, yeah, get there early. No
CP time.
No CP time. And I'm like the queen of CP time.
No, I have a friend that's the first year we went, I'm like, I want to get there when the doors open. They're like, you like to be there early and on time. I like to make an entrance. You can make an entrance, but you're going to stand in line at Solstice.
And making an entrance to have to stand in line ain't cute. Like,
your entrance is ruined.
Right.
Like the moon and the sun god.
Everybody had to wait. So it's just like, this entrance, we saw you in the line with everyone else
right.
that was late.
Right. Or on time. We were all in that line.
Right.
So, yeah. Get there.
You would have been better off getting there early and then hiding in the bathroom and then coming out.
Or just being there as everybody came in the door.
Right.
Like, the opposite of an entrance.
Exactly.
But, so yeah, get there on time, probably early. If you want to park.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So let me tell you, I was considering parking my car earlier in the day and then, like, lifting down.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
And I'm like, how extra am I being?
Not extra at all.
But I just wanted to make sure, like, I had a decent spot.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be parked, you know.
No, that's real.
Down by Cleveland Clinic.
Especially considering the fact that, you know how bad it was? Did you see the fire department pull up?
Uh-uh.
The fire department pulled up as we were all standing in line. And so I was like, oh, God, like, are we at capacity? What the heck is going on? I'm like, they better not be at capacity. This place can hold a lot of people. So they were just like, oh no, continue, we're great.
Continue standing in line.
Guys, like, we're just here for safety measures. And we're just like, what? Like, this party got the fire department on standby?
Because so many people are outside.
Right, exactly. It's crazy.
It is crazy. So, where would you rank that in Cleveland events?
Honestly, top. Because there's nothing else like it.
Okay.
And then the crazy part is that mix is right below it, because I've done some of my best party in a mix.
Yeah. And depending on the year that you're having at Solstice, there's been some mixes mm-hmm. that have been a little over the top, more like fun
right.
than the Solstice. But Solstice is, there's nothing like a Solstice.
Right.
I mean, I agree with that. So, what else is coming up? Since you like to talk about events, we talked about Solstice. What else is coming up?
Well, today and until August the 31st, there's a gallery that I'm working with. I have a couple of pieces in the gallery. It's called Worthington Square Yards. Mm-hmm. And so the event is called Fresh Air. But they put on a bunch of, like, gallery openings. And they're always, like, switching out their work and supporting just local Cleveland artists.
Is it always at Worthington?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the woman who is the curator, she's also an artist. Her name is Liz Moggins.
Okay.
And she's wonderful. So she also has work in 78th Street Studios. So,
okay, like, yeah.
Everybody's just kind of intermingling, which is super cool.
So is there a theme for the artwork that's up, or is it just kind of a little bit of everything?
So Fresh Air is basically just the interaction of humans outside.
Oh, yep, okay.
For the summer.
Fair enough. So how do you get your art or your photos in the gallery? Like, did you have to submit for it? Did you just say, hey, I know you, put
funny
my pictures up?
Story. No. I think this is my... Yeah, no, I didn't know Liz. So I went there for an engagement party. Because it's a gallery, but it's also a loft.
Right.
And so I'm there for an engagement party. But while the engagement party is going on in the courtyard, there's something going on in the gallery. And so I'm like walking around. I'm just like, God, this place is gorgeous. Like, I need to live here. And so I'm like, well, who owns it? And so I go around asking. And so I find Liz. She gives me her card. And I'm like, I should do something. Like,
did you tell her that, or you were thinking it?
I was thinking it.
Okay.
I didn't tell her anything. I was just like, oh, yeah, like, hi, nice to meet you. She's like, well, here's my card. If you're ever interested in doing anything, send me an email. It took me months.
Okay.
It took me months to send an email. And then one day, I was just like...
Why do you think it took you months? I'm gonna nando you.
Right.
Why did it take you months, Asia?
I don't know. I was like, this is a really nice gallery. I don't think... I felt like my work amounted up to that. And I was just like, well, let me just take a shot and see what they say.
Okay.
And if anything, honestly, I was using it to gauge where I wanted to be.
Okay.
So if they were like, no, then I'm like, okay, well, let me go back to the drawing board and see what they would like. Okay. But they were just like, no, we love your work. Please send it or submit something. And so...
So in your email, did you send samples, like a portfolio link?
I sent them my website.
Okay.
And so they were going through it, and they were just like, no, we like it. Submit whatever. We're having a show next summer. And the hilarious part is that I think we were emailing back maybe... It was like twice. And then cold.
Okay.
And so then that was last summer. So I didn't think nothing else of it. I was just like, it's going to happen. And I was like, I can't.
You just manifested that.
I'm like, it's going to happen. I'm not going to trip about it. It'll be fine. So it starts to get closer to this summer. And I was like, I heard nothing from her. What the heck is going on? So I'm looking through the emails. I'm like, nobody sent anything. Nobody said anything. I'm gonna have to figure out where she is.
Right.
She called me.
Nice.
It was like some random damn sitting in a coffee shop. She's like, oh yeah. Actually, no. She found me on Facebook.
Okay.
And then sent me her number. And like, as soon as she sent the number, I called.
Okay.
So.
Cool. So your work is there till August 31st, mm-hmm. right? And it's Fresh Air with a lot of other folks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You know how many other artists are in there?
It's a bunch. I can't even name. Like, I can't even count. But because I'm late lassie. I dropped off my work last minute, and I got to see everybody else's stuff.
Oh, wow.
Because she was already putting stuff up on the walls, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, it people are talented. Like, Cleveland's got some serious
talent. Is it all photography, or is it?
No. Okay. They're, like, painters. There's a couple other photographers. You got some kind of 3D art. It's really nice.
Very cool. And that opens today. So mm-hmm. by the time you hear this, which should be tomorrow, it's already open and something to go see and check out. Is it free?
Yes, it is free. It is free.
Cool.
Today is a good day to go because usually they serve hors d'oeuvres and they have wine. So it's really, really nice.
So this will be opening weekend downtown, maybe after work. What are the hours?
6 to 9. I don't know the regular gallery hours, though. I want to assume evening.
Okay.
I want to assume evening.
Fair enough. Yeah. Anything else that's on your radar of happening?
Yes. She Art for Higher Roots experience.
Tell us about it.
So, I'm sorry. Deep Rooted experience. It's a Black-owned gallery. Mm-hmm. David Ramsey owns it.
Where's that?
That is 79th and Central.
Okay.
And so, it used to be Bernie Sanders' political office.
Okay.
But the crazy part is, they moved next door.
Oh, fair enough.
All right. And so, She Art, I'm actually curating the show.
Nice.
So, I'm nervous.
Tell people what that means. That. Like, what do you do as a curator?
You just basically create the mood of the show. And I'm just creating the mood of the show.
Okay, keep going. So you're the curator.
And all of the artwork is done by women of color.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Is that open now, or is it coming?
It's coming July the 19th.
So yeah, coming soon.
Yes,
coming. How long will that be open?
Soon. Ooh, that's a good question.
We don't know. Okay, we'll get back to that. It'll be on our website, or it'll be in our newsletter. So if you want to go, which I definitely now want to try that. So you are like my artist in residence, I guess, right?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
So, you know, as one of the things I wanted everyone to know is that Asia has also volunteered to host some of these episodes. So as she goes out in the world and interviews some folks, and then you run into somebody very famous at the Grog Shop.
Oh my gosh! Yes. Ari Lennox. Now that's a hilarious story.
Tell us.
I didn't have a ticket. I was going to buy it, but something was like, no, I'm not going to buy my ticket. I'm going to wait.
Okay.
And once again, late lassie. They were all sold out. By the time I was just like, okay, I'm ready to buy it. All gone. So I work downstairs with B-Side for Tuesday Night's Lyrical Rhythms. And, you know, the concert is going on upstairs, but I'm there before everything starts. So I'm like, I'm going to sneak my way into this concert. Like, I don't care what anybody says. So, the guy who was manning the door, he's like, I can't get anybody in. Like, this show is sold out.
Right.
Like, even my best friends are like, let me get in this show. He's like, I got to turn them away because, you know.
Sold out.
It's sold out.
Yeah, oversold probably.
It was oversold.
As always.
And so, and it was too big. It was too small of a venue for who she is.
Absolutely. Like, I saw that. I thought it must be someone else.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like. Oh, it must be someone else because that's not enough space, and I just couldn't see her performing there.
Exactly.
Like, I can see her maybe at a Kane Park, or right. You know what I mean? Like,
I said, I'm like, House of Blues?
Yeah, I'm like, this is Ari Lennox. There must be some new Ari.
Right.
Like, maybe like, she spells her name differently. Like, there's no way I thought that's who that was.
Right.
Carry on with your story.
So, you know, they're doing sound check, and so I'm like, let me sneak through. Let me just walk through sound check, see what I can see. So I just walk through the back door. I'm just walking through. And the best part about doing that is you have to walk in like you belong there.
Absolutely.
So I'm walking through like I'm checking something, and they let me through. So they see my face, and I make sure that they do. And then I'm like walking next to the clipboards. Now the guy who was manning the door notices that I'm looking at his clipboard, so he like moves it to the side. I'm like, man, relax.
I'm not really at your looking for your information. I'm just trying to get into the show.
Right. So he comes up to me, he's like, are you the girl who helps with the VIP tickets? And I said, yes.
Were you?
No.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, great, where do you want these people? And I'm just like,
follow me?
Right. I was like, no, I'm not the person. And it was funny, because he was like, man, stop playing with me. And so he walks away. And I go downstairs slightly defeated. And I'm just like, damn, I should have kept
winning. She's made it work. Right? She made it work.
But I panicked because I'm just like, what if the person who collects the tickets actually shows up? She did show up. So I was like, how am I supposed to explain that?
She was on her way. Right. Like, I'm just filling until she get here.
It was craziness. So the hilarious part is I actually did end up in the concert because I brought the guy who was manning the door a plate from downstairs.
Nice.
And so I hand him the plate and I just like start walking into the concert. He's looking at me and I'm looking at him and I just walk in. I'm like, because you're not about to move from the door.
Right.
I know you're not.
Right. And you got a plate.
Exactly. So he let me go. Concert ends. It was a great concert. And because I'm a lingerer and there was stuff going on downstairs, I go back upstairs to see what's going on. Ari Lennox is still standing there talking to her friends. And I just walk up and I'm like, hey, girl, I loved your concert. Love you.
Picks. Took some picks. Yep.
Yeah. So that's how that happened.
Are you going to do this more often? Like, what's your plan? Like, are you going to just start?
Yes. I want to see, you know, in our favorite book, How to Be a Badass.
Yes.
She was just like, you kind of just got to see how much you can get away with. And at this point, I've always lived my life that way, but this is on a larger scale, so I'm just kind of just trying to see what I can get away with.
I can't wait to see that. Like, I'm waiting to see what you do next. You know, I'm thinking about, like, who's coming to town. Like, can she get there?
Well, actually, you know, Common's coming in town. Common will be here, I think, like, August 9th.
Yes.
But...
You taking the doorman food there?
I'm going to see.
Homemade plate?
I might have to, like, sneak around, like, a back door.
It's like, you scouting the place already?
Right. I'm like, let me take my cameras.
I'm with the band.
Right. Like, oh, I'm just personal.
I'm his photographer.
Like, that's all. That's it. No. Do you know Michelle Indicello?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, she's in Detroit on Monday.
Are you going to Detroit?
Hell,
I feel like I should be going to Detroit.
You should be going to Detroit. Guess how much the tickets are.
How much are the tickets?
32. It's going to be at Mocha of Detroit.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you know she's always overseas. She's
yeah,
always,
yeah, yeah, I know.
That's all just like, what?
There are some great concerts just outside of Cleveland. Like, Cleveland has some great concerts, but if you can't find who you're looking for, like... Yeah. You just go to Detroit. I've seen more people just hit the road to Detroit. You know?
It's weird, though, to me that they always go to Detroit because I feel like it's like...
It's the Motown, though. It's the music. It's the black music capital.
These are the facts. This is true. No shade to Detroit. It's just really ugly. So I was like, Cleveland's a little more vibrant, you know?
Well, you know, so I think Cleveland and Detroit could be sister cities in a way.
True.
Cleveland is more vibrant, but Cleveland has quickly changed to be vibrant. Because we used to not always be vibrant and pretty and having chandeliers that are just outside for no reason.
These are the facts.
But, and we love the chandelier.
We do.
But, you know, Detroit's getting there. So if you go down to, like, their lakefront by their GM building, like, that is amazing.
Yes.
So I was there last year for a conference, and that's where the whole conference was.
Yep.
Like, forget the conference. Half the time I was out at the river, like, sitting on the...
It's really pretty.
Yeah. So... They still have some places to grow.
That's true.
That's just Cleveland. But great drive to go see who you want to see. I think a friend of mine saw Erykah Badu in Detroit.
That, I did that too.
Okay.
It was a dream lineup. And I was hell-bent on going.
Who was it?
And I had the raggedy-est car. Hiatus Coyote. They're this, I think they're a band from New Zealand.
Okay.
And the guy that I was dating at the time, we were like really, really on this band. I think we had really connected on the band because he knew the band and then I knew the band and then we found each other. Like, oh my God, you know this band?
Wow. Yeah.
So, we had broke up by the time this lineup had happened and we both love Erykah Badu. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I gotta go. And so I had to go by myself because then nobody else like care. No, that's a lie. I didn't go by myself. I took my best friend. She wasn't as excited as I was.
You didn't even remember her in the story.
I love her so much. No, but I was so excited. Like, it was such a great time that I could have went by myself. I'm glad she went, but I could have went by myself.
So you said your car wasn't the greatest.
Oh, my gosh. I had this little beat-up Ford Focus. It was like a 2006.
But it made it.
It did. It did.
Barely. It made it back.
Yep.
Okay. So, before we wrap up, anything else you want Clevelanders to know about you that don't know you? I like how you bust in the song.
I don't know.
You're making it hard as you sing like that. You're making it hard for me to remember what podcast I'm on.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm outside looking at the door to see if the door is closed. Like,
oh, my God.
So, it's just kind of weird being here with you in this space, and it's and we're holding it together. As right. opposed to as the wheels come off on the other one. But, all right, we're going to wrap up.
Yes.
Tell everybody how to follow you, find you, see your work. Remind us where your work is at. All the things.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at Asian_Chow.
Why is that your name?
It's so funny because everybody says that. So, it's weird. When I was younger, people would kind of just be like, you got like slanted eyes. Oh. And it was right. It was just weird. And then also, my name is Asia. And I was like,
oh. Got the Asia.
Right. Okay. And then Chow. I don't know where I got Chow from. I was just like, let's just do this. Now, in no way am I trying to be offensive, but I just thought it was cute.
Okay. Okay, so on Instagram, Asian Chow. Anything else? Other socials you want to share?
My website, www.artamore.org. And that's all.
And that's all. So, you'll be hearing from Asia a lot more.
Yes.
She's going to fill in, lead some episodes of this podcast.
I'm excited.
As she goes out and meets new people, next time if she sneaks into Ari Lennox, we'll have you do an interview.
Oh my gosh, yes. I met her, what the heck was he? I think he was her guitarist or something.
Okay. Yeah. And any other artsy stuff, like Solstice, I don't know what else could come after that.
But I know.
Asia's going to be there covering it for us, and you'll be able to hear about it, you'll be able to read about it, you'll be able to see all her amazing pictures for the blog. So just keep listening. So thank you for sitting in on the show with me today.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome to Black Girl.
Yes.
All right, guys. And we will talk to you all later.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com and like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Black Girl in CLE. Talk to you next time.